Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean and Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grinn. I'm a certified health coach, trainer, and author. And this podcast is for middle-aged men and women looking to optimize their health and get their bodies back to what it once was 10 to 15 years ago. I will give you simple, actionable items to get long-term sustainable results. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. All right, welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grinn. I hope you had a great weekend and happy Tuesday. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, hope you had a chance to listen to my interview with Nick Hutchinson. He is the author of Rise of the Reader, which I'm currently reading and love the book. So I highly recommend his book. And we had a great discussion around just personal development, reading books. We got into his book, Rise of the Reader, and some tips from that. We also got into some health and fitness goals that he has, his morning routine to dominate the day. So it was a little bit of a different topic than what we normally talk about, but I'm all into improving in many different ways, whether it's through health, fitness, or personal development or whatever. So Nick Hutchinson was a great guest, and if you haven't already, I highly recommend listening to that interview. That's episode 336. Now, on today's micro podcast, last week we talked about explosion exercise, high intensity exercise, and I figured I'd go back to the well with strength. As you know, I'm a big proponent of resistance training, and I just wanted to go through some like three high level tips, nothing that you probably haven't heard already, around the benefits and the reasoning for building muscle strength as we age. And, you know, one of the things that you want to keep in mind is muscle tissue is a metabolically active tissue. It's each pound of muscle burns about 6 calories while at rest and much more during movement. A study, which I'll put in the show notes if you want to read more about, of 12,591 people, so quite a big amount of people, resistance training was associated with a 40 to 70% drop in cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke. I'm probably telling you something that you've already heard, but one thing that did shock me was between 70 to 80% of people are doing no strength training at all. And we all know that sarcopenia is something that can creep up on you as you age. That's muscle loss. A fun fact, 3 weeks of bed rest can age your muscles by 30 years. So I think we all know the importance of building muscle as we age. I'm going to go through three tips that I think will help with that. The one thing about losing muscle is the problem is as you age, you'll struggle to do those normal things that you might have been able to do as when you were younger. That could be, you know, putting a suitcase up into a compartment, opening jars, climbing and descending stairs, getting off a floor without assistance. I mean, I just visited my parents in Florida. They're in great shape, but I go to the gym and, you know, there's people training there that are, you know, obviously 70, 80 years old. And the level of movement that they're able to do obviously is decreased, but it really just, showed me that the importance of starting at a young age and not waiting till, you know, it's sort of not too late, but waiting till you're at that time where you really need it. So you want to get ahead of the curve. And I'm going to give you some strategies today to do that. Strategy, my number one is you have to lift heavy things. Your muscles will respond to the demands we put on them. So if you ask your muscles to lift heavy loads, they'll grow bigger, stronger, and more powerful. And I know what you might be thinking, well, if I lift heavy, I might hurt myself. Of course. I mean, you could sneeze and hurt yourself, right? But you have to make sure that you're at least putting some strain on the body, creating some type of stressor to grow. So frequency, I would say, you know, one time a week is better than nothing. Ideally, I'd say 2 to 3 sessions a week is optimal when it comes to sort of staying healthy and helping to sort of slow aging a bit. And that'll put you in like the top 15% of all people if you're doing resistance training 2 to 3 times a week. There needs to be some effort. On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, if your final few reps feel like you're sort of in that 7 to 10 of perceived effort, I think, let's say 7 to 9 of perceived effort, that would be great. You can use free weights, machines. I've actually been utilizing machines more and more. I think there's a time and place for both of them, to both build and maintain muscle. And, you know, your training time, I don't think has to be long. I probably average, if I go to the gym, it's 45 minutes to an hour. But if you do have time constraints, I mean, you can definitely work around those. Obviously, lifting heavy, you're going to lower your rep load, but you're going to increase your rest between your sets. I would say try to mix it up, mix of lower repetition days and then higher load work with higher repetition. And sort of blend those. I think that'll help sort of give you, you know, so higher reps would be, let's just say 10 to 20, and then a lower rep day would be like 3 to 6. And then aiming as far as sets is concerned, you know, 2 to 3 sets of 4 to 6 exercises, I think is plenty. That'll translate to probably between about 30 to 60 minutes in the gym. I know there's some people who do some one set to failure work. Again, I think something is better than nothing. And these are just guidelines, not necessarily rules. So, you know, I think what's most important is the consistency. And then from there, how much effort you're putting in. We need to put some effort in and create some stress to build muscle. I think I see people go to the gym and lift really light and a lot of reps, and they have a lot left in the tank. Maybe there's some days to do that, but I think you do have to at least add in a day where, you know, it's a heavier load and you're doing a little bit of a lower rep range. So build your programs around that, but most importantly is staying consistent. So if 2 days a week works and that's consistent over a long period of time, I would stick with that. Next, nothing that new, right? Consume protein. Make sure you consume enough protein. I would say, you know, you hear different things. I think just to keep it simple, if you could average about 0.75 to 1 gram per pound of body weight, that would be just a good place to start. You're going to hear different things. I think for most, 0.75 is a great place to start. So if you weigh 100 pounds, that's 75 grams of protein consumption a day. You know, obviously, I'm sure most of us weigh more than 100 pounds, but depending on your body size, you know, I would say 0.75 to 1 gram per pound is a good way to go. That adds up to about 4 to 8 palm sized portions of like protein rich foods daily. So you don't have to necessarily pound a protein shake the second you get home from the gym. You know, as far as eating protein around exercise, it doesn't have to be in this sort of narrow anabolic window. We've learned that as long as it's, you know, consumed within 3 to 4 hours of a workout, you've got what you need. So if you have lunch at noon and you work out at 2, you know, you're good to go right there. You don't have to come home and pound a protein shake right off the bat. You know, you can wait an hour or two after that and have something. Obviously, your muscles are hungry for protein after a workout, but as long as it's consumed within 3 to 4 hours, I think that's a good rule of thumb. Lastly, nothing that new is something that sometimes get overlooked, but get enough rest and recovery, really prioritizing sleep. And if you know, I have some prior episodes regarding that and some tips to optimize sleep. But in order to get the most out of your lifts, I think it's important that you have to really listen to your body first and foremost. Okay. There's times where I want to go work out, but I know that that extra day of rest, I'm going to come back that much stronger in the gym. So, you know, these back-to-back days of training, you're not really giving yourself a chance to heal. Now, obviously, if you're doing an upper body day, you can follow that with a lower body day the next day. But I try to have about 2 days where I'm doing some type of mobility work, foam rolling, you know, whatever it is, maybe soft tissue work. I love doing yoga on off days, things like that. Just to allow yourself to recover. Obviously, as we get older, we need to really focus on this, because if we're not getting adequate recovery, we're sort of, you know, not wasting our workouts, but we're not getting the most out of our workouts. You know, how much rest and recovery? Obviously, optimal sleep would be 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep every night. We all strive for that. But, you know, you want to have these designated rest days between these tough workouts that you do. So Just keep that in mind as you're building your programming. Having a coach to help build programming like myself or anyone in your area, that would be a great place to start as well. So those are my main tips that I wanted to discuss. Just to rehash, right? Lift heavy things. Make sure you're getting an adequate enough protein and calories by all means. And then focusing on rest and recovery has come back stronger the next time you head to the gym. So that's what I want to touch on today. I always come back to strength training. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me, brian@briangrin.com. If you're loving the podcast, I'd love a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening. And, you know, just start slow. If you're not used to going to the gym and working out, I highly recommend maybe having some guidance with initially and then sort of learning what to do to build from there. So I appreciate you listening. And yeah, have a great rest of the week. I will talk to you on Friday with another great interview. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there and you've chosen to listen to mine, and I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again and have a great day.